Jesus is risen. And now may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all this day. Amen. Today, we conclude our Easter celebrations. This past Thursday was Ascension Day, the day when we remember Jesus' return to heaven and when he gave the disciples, all of them, a mission, a reason to live. Yesterday, a couple was married, and at our late service today, we're going to welcome another sister into the unity, into the family, into the fellowship of all of us who follow Jesus. There is an awful lot for us that we get to give thanks and praise for today. Isn't that great? Jesus is risen. Isn't that great? That our crucified Lord is risen from the dead. Those who thought to sweep Jesus away, those who were threatened by his new way to see and to relate to God, those who worked so hard to have Jesus executed, they didn't get their way. They tried. They conspired. They plotted and planned. They worried and fretted, and they thought that they had won. They thought that the crucifixion had quieted Jesus and his message of love and care once and for all. But no. Instead, Jesus is risen. And our risen Lord goes out into the world ahead of us, showing us where we might share the love and the care, the forgiveness and hope that God gives to us always. Isn't that great? In our reading from Acts today, it records Jesus' ascension. Having appeared among the disciples for 40 days, Jesus brings them all together for one final time. Now, the disciples who are there with Jesus are eager to know if now, finally now, is this the time when Jesus is going to kick Rome out and get rid of all of the bad guys. But instead of acknowledging their excitement for that, our ascended Lord gives to them a mission. Jesus tells the disciples not to worry about things that only God knows, and instead prepares them to be witnesses. They will be witnesses to the life of Jesus in all Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and out to the ends of the earth. They're going to be witnesses to the love and life that Jesus has shared. They will be witness to the care that Jesus showed to all people, to the sick and the lame, to the blind and the deaf, to lepers and women, to children, to the possessed. Jesus sent none away and was helpful to all who came to him. And so the disciples will be witnesses to the call for us to love one another, and in doing that, show God how much we love God. So at the ascension, the disciples were given that mission, and we are all given that same mission. We too get to be witness to the presence of Jesus, to that presence here when we come to this table for the Holy Communion. We get to be witnesses to the presence of God in the baptismal font. We get to share the love that we receive as if we were there to see Jesus ascend. Isn't that great? But in order to help us with our mission and our witness, in our gospel reading today, Jesus, the Word made flesh, prays for us and for our unity. In this prayer, Jesus makes known his intimate relationship with the Father. He thanks God for the glory that has been his and the eternal life that has been shared. Jesus lets both God and the disciples know that they have all heard and seen and experienced everything that the Father has given to the Son. And then he prays for unity. Jesus knows that the world stands against us. And he prays that the disciples will be one as Jesus and the Father are one. That is, united in love, united in ministry, united in witnessing, united in caring. Jesus is playing with the disciples' memory, because as Jesus prays that they will, because Jesus prays that they will have all that is needed for them to fulfill the mission he gives them on Ascension Day. If they're going to be witnesses, Jesus prays then let them never be alone. Let them never feel abandoned. And let their voices rise together. Let their living rise together to proclaim the love and the presence of God to all. Isn't that great? But from where does our unity come? If you look around us, none of us are the same. Some of you have way too much hair, right? We're not all the same with all the people around us. From where does our unity come? It comes from the presence of God in our lives through our Lord Jesus. And one way that unity comes is through baptism. Our baptism makes us one. It connects us to Jesus, and it makes us part of God's family. When little Kennedy comes to the font today, she becomes part of our family, part of our unity, and part of the mission that we are given to be witnesses. When she is washed in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, she will die with Christ. She will also rise to new life with Christ while the Father names and claims her and the Spirit descends. Sealed with the cross of Christ, Kennedy joins all of us as witness to Jesus in his life and his living, in witness to his suffering and dying, in witness to his rising again for us all. Plus, she's adorable. Isn't that great? Jesus is risen. Isn't that great? We have a mission to be witness to Jesus. Isn't that great? Jesus stands by us. Isn't that great? By baptism, we are part of something marvelous. Isn't that great? As we are coming to the end of our season of Easter, let us continue on in celebrating the love of God that comes to us always. Let us continue to witness to Jesus' love, to the way that Jesus shows us all what God is truly like. Let us continue to join together in mission and ministry, reaching out to the world in love and service. Every Sunday of the year here in church is meant to be a little Easter, another reminder of God's goodness. So let us always continue to revel in God's gifts and shout to the world the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. Amen.